to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Yeah!
Woohoo, Carly.
Wait, what just happened to your mouth?
I have a head cold.
You were just talking.
I know. Woohoo, Carly.
Oh, no.
So bad. This is the worst part about working in radio is like when you catch a cold, there's nothing you can do about it.
Happy Taco Tuesday.
Happy Taco Tuesday.
All right. Do a minimal talking, lots of listening.
Okay.
My friend told me that the correct way to get dressed in the morning after you get out of the shower is to put your underwear on first, then your socks, then you put pants on, and then you put a shirt on. And I told him, oh, bud, you're misappropriating your socks.
That makes me feel a little uncomfortable.
Is that correct? Is that the correct way to get dressed?
Not
underwears, socks, pants, shirt.
No.
And he was like adamant. He's like, bro, if you get dressed any other way, you are a complete weirdo. And I said, no, my friend. I think you are the weird one here.
I think the only time I put my socks on first is when I know I'm having, like, putting tight jeans on.
Wait, you put socks on first?
If I know I have to put tight pants on.
Mean, yeah.
And like, bending over after is kind of
underwear,
a pain.
Though.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyone who just puts socks on without underwear is covering their chon-chon? that's crazy to me.
That's strange. I can't get behind that.
Or, like, who puts a t-shirt on before they put underwear on?
Winnie
the
Pooh.
A choice. Yeah, no, that's he took a liberty.
I told him he was a psychopath for putting his socks on so early.
It feels that way.
Sometimes I won't even put my socks on until right before I put my sneakers on, before I walk out the door.
Same.
You
know how I am about my shoes.
Yes.
I'm not walking around the house in socks and then putting no socks in my nice shoes.
My sneakers not come into the house.
Yeah.
So it's like I do that in the garage because I have a whole setup in the garage for my sneakers. But...
okay, well, that's cool.
The nice shoes, like the dress shoes, they stay inside.
Okay.
they're allowed to stay inside with the humans.
I'm not that big of a stickler on it, but I definitely don't put them on until I'm ready to like put my shoes on.
Okay.
And go
out
the door.
Otherwise, your socks are basically just acting as Swiffers.
Yeah.
And then you put those in.
Like
all my Jordans would be ruined.
Exactly.
Can't have that.
You cannot take that around with you like that.
Nah.
That will destroy the insoles.
Well, it's just, it's funky. It's nasty. And then it just looks like a dustpan inside your shoe. Like,
He was like, I got to put my socks on. And I was like, wait, whoa.
Is he cold or something?
You say,
like,
who hurt you? Yeah, hurt you as a kid.
Underwear, then socks, and then you pick out your pants, and then your shirt, which I also thought was a weird combo. I always do underwear, t-shirt, followed by pants.
Oh, see, that's weird to me.
Is that weird?
My pants always go on first.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can go either way.
Really?
Well, especially because my undershirt might go on right after the underwear. At least that way it's like you're.
I don't think I've ever put on a shirt before I put my pants on.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done that.
Okay.
It feels a little weird.
See, that's an interesting combination right there.
Mm-hmm. To each their own, I suppose.
I guess there's no right way to do it, but we all know that putting your socks on before you put some type of shirt on
is not it.
Is
lunacy. There's no right way.
That's craziness.
But we know that that's not right.
Camel Nation, if you put your socks on, number one,
ew.
Number two, if you put your socks on before your shirt, I need to hear from you. I need an explanation. 602-894-5653. 602-894-5653. We're getting down and dirty on a Tuesday.
Bright and early, too.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Benji's dad, Dennis, hit me up, Cheyenne.
Yeah.
And he said, this year I'm teaching my kid a lesson.
Ooh, that sounds spicy.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is not a sibling rivalry. This is a parental child rivalry.
Okay. I'm so excited.
Okay. It's all about a golf outing and it gets nasty. Apparently.
This makes so much more sense.
Yeah. Let's call it Benji right now.
Hello.
Hey, is this Benji?
Yeah. Who's this?
Hey, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News. Hi.
Okay. What's going on?
I have news from your dad, Dennis. He needs my assistance to tell you the news this morning.
What's going on?
He wanted me... Ooh. He wanted me to tell you to grab some last-minute lessons if you can, and be sure to stock up on some extra balls because you don't have a chance this weekend, Sonny boy.
Oh.
The annual golf trip is going to him.
Oh, wow, wow. So my dad sent one of his lackeys to deliver the message? Is this what's going on?
Yeah. I mean, this is not a joke. This is honestly a message from your dad. Mm-hmm. You might be a little confused by what's happening. It's Nico and Cheyenne every day on the radio on Camel Country. I break news. So I'm not like one of his cronies, but I...
one of his cronies.
I was asked...
I mean, you sound like it, though. You definitely sound like it. You know, he's got a lot of cronies.
Oh, it definitely sounds like your dad just wants to razz you a little bit and just kind of give you a hard time.
Yeah. How serious do you guys take this annual golf outing?
We go all out, man. It's like we go Jordan versus Bird. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
We go crazy.
Oh, dang.
But
that is aggressive.
He ain't got nothing on me, man. He hasn't beaten me since I was 15 years old.
The trash talking makes a lot of sense then, because the biggest trash talker is usually the worst player of the two.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
It's all in good fun. Take it easy on Dennis, man. He sounds like a good guy.
Hey, man, he made me, so he did something right.
I like that.
<That's perfect.
laughs> Cockiness at an absolute 0% today.
Nico breaks the news mornings at 6:15 and 8:15
on Camel Country 107.9.
Cheyenne, I have a brand new form of entertainment, and it's called the Ring app.
Why? What's entertaining about the Ring app?
If you have Ring, you know, the doorbell with the video camera.
Yeah.
There's like a whole community behind it. So people will post about what they've seen on the Ring app, whether it was somebody like going around checking doors on cars to see if they were unlocked and be like, oh, you know, we got a couple of kids scallywags walking around the neighborhood trying to see if they can thieve things from your lawn. Be on the lookout. So those are kind of helpful. But then there's some other ones that are like cutesy wootsy where it'll be like, you know, Beth from down the street posted, oh, had a visitor today. He looks hungry. Might want to give him a treat. And it'll be like a bird sitting on like,
oh my gosh,
like her fence.
This is entertaining? How is this entertainment for you?
Okay, so I'm going through the variety of posts here.
Uh-huh.
So the latest one that I saw was if somebody is missing a cat, I snapped a photo of him on my wall. And people literally reacted to it. This guy clearly was just playing around. It's a photo of a bobcat.
Oh my gosh.
It is a it's a bobcat. Like, it's not a domestic animal.
Okay.
Or a small cat or
so
whatever you want to call it.
So it was very, like, facetious. Like,
yeah.
Very cheeky.
So he was like, if anybody lost their cat, I spotted it. And then people were actually commenting, like, oh, that's a bobcat, sir. You should probably be careful.
Like, taking it super
really,
seriously.
Really, guys? We're really going to say stuff like that? So the one that got me going was there was a picture of a truck.
Uh-huh.
Because somebody posted it. This truck is driving erratically and watch out. Call the police as soon as possible. Here's a photo of the truck with the license plate. The truck, mind you, was sitting there in a parking lot. So this person 100% was either lying, saw the truck, knows the truck or something. They have a vendetta. Because the truck is in a parking lot, in a parking spot. So I commented, looks like the car is not being a nuisance to anyone. It's actually just sitting there in a parking spot. So maybe take it easy on them.
Yeah.
We don't need to cause a stir. Call the police. They're driving like crazy.
You were that guy.
I was that guy. So that led into everybody like, oh, well, maybe, you know, they've spotted that car doing illegal activities. And I'm like, you guys have way too much time on your hands. So I just love to comment on these Ring posts. It's the best thing, and it really gets me going.
You're just stirring the pot?
Yeah.
Like, all day. You're just sitting there, like...
100%.
On your couch, scrolling the Ring app, seeing whose pot you can stir today.
I'm trying to see how far I can go with being as sarcastic as possible without somebody, like, reporting me or kicking me off the app. And so far, it's so good. Like, I curse. It's hilarious. Like...
What do you mean?
Yeah. I'll use inappropriate language just to see... just to see how far I can go with it. And I haven't been called out yet. So,
okay, well,
and it's all
good.
Anonymous, by the way. It's all anonymous.
Oh, they don't even know who you are.
Not at all.
What if it's your neighbors and you like going back and forth? You don't even know it.
They don't know. They don't have a clue.
What if you had block tales with your neighbors and one of them starts popping off about this anonymous guy on the Ring app? And it's you.
And it's me.
Would you admit it? We'd be like, hey, that's me.
Absolutely. Yeah, to my friends. Sure. They should know that's me. So I have been labeled the guy who will make a sarcastic comment on the Ring app.
You're that guy.
And I'm owning it.
Yeah. Which I love for you. I love that you're owning it.
Yeah. It's me now. 602-894-5653. Camel Nation. I want to hear from the guys who have just like become that guy.
How and why?
Yeah. Let us know. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
You heard about my obnoxious commenting on
it's
the Ring app.
It's a little obnoxious, yeah.
There is not a post that I will let go anymore. If you post something that's ridiculous, oh, looks like I found somebody's package. Wonder whose it is. If you're listening, if you're missing a package, why don't you look at the dang address and just walk it over to their house?
I mean,
Amanda,
in your defense, you've always been like this. Now you're just unleashing it on the public.
All right, we got Steven and Glendale on the phone. Good morning, Steven.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So, clearly, Steven, I am that guy. I will always be labeled that guy. What kind of guy are you?
There's a lot of that guys out there. But I've got a daughter who's pretty good at cheer, if I'm being humble.
Oh.
Okay.
Love that.
Does, you know, traveling cheer competitions and all that good stuff.
Oh.
I love her dearly. I was hoping for a son, to be perfectly honest, but you know,
I think we found is that guy. He's that guy.
A son or a daughter, it doesn't matter who you are. I'm going to be the loudest at the game and might even get kicked out. Wouldn't be the first time.
Oh, I love that. So are you that guy at your daughter's cheer competitions then?
Oh, I'm that guy. I've gotten some looks.
Yes.
I love that so much, though, because it's so important, especially when you, like, I am the only daughter to my dad, so I know how important it is to have your dad be your biggest fan.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I had it, but I know how important it is.
Oh, right.
So to have that and you be that guy is awesome. I love that.
Well, I'm glad you love it. I don't know if the other parents love it. I don't even know if your mother loves it sometimes. You know, when I roll up with my 1997 VHS, in addition to my Samsung, so that I can get two sets of footage for
her. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
You know, because I don't like putting stuff on the cloud. You never know when you're going to get hit by a solar flare or something. All that's going to go away. So it's nice to have it on tape as well, but she doesn't like being seen with me in public after the games. I can say that.
No. Oh, no.
But, Steven, honestly, where have you been all my life?
We just found Nico's soulmate, Abe.
Just down the road, man.
Can you please call in every time and tell us about your daughter's adventures in dancing, please?
We are now invested.
Well, let me tell you something. I mean, she can do a better back spot than anybody in the Tri-County area, and I've got the footage to back it up.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
You're the best, man. Well, thank you so much. Hey, continue to be that dad.
Yeah, be that guy.
I'll never stop.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
Y'all, happy Taco Tuesday. I turned on the microphone and my voice worked perfectly today.
Wow. Wow.
Too soon, bro. Too soon.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sorry.
So happy for you.
Sorry, Cheyenne.
Callie and Avondale, what kind of amen do you need this morning?
Oh, man. I am a third grade teacher, and this is our last week of school.
Woo!
Yes.
I just want to say we made through it. We made it through the school year. Can I get an amen?
Amen! You definitely do need lots of amens.
Yes.
And bless you, because my kid is going into third grade and they're wild.
She also needs a break. Putting the words together near the end of her sentences was starting to struggle a little bit.
She's like, my brain, be done.
Callie, we get it. You're fried. And I hope you enjoy a very nice long summer break coming up soon.
Thank you so much.
Every morning at this time, showing love to the Camel Nation. It's spreading some amens.
No matter how big or how small or how goofy or how extravagant it may be, we want to celebrate with you.
602-894-5653.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
It is time for the secret sound. We do it every morning on the show at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Friday, giving you an opportunity to win some Morgan Wallen tickets.
You're going to win 4 tickets to Morgan Wallen if you can guess the secret sound. He's going to be here at State Farm Stadium on July 18th. Again, this is 4 tickets to see him.
You and your entire crew, Andrew and Mesa, how does that sound, man? You want to go see Morgan?
Oh, my God. Yes, I do.
All
okay.
right. All you got to do is tell us the secret sound. Do you have a feeling you know what it is?
Sort of. Not really.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Sort of, not really.
Let's get into it.
Camel Country 107.9.
The secret sound.
Presented by ProSkill Services.
Andrew in Mesa, it is your opportunity to guess the secret sound. I hope you've been getting those clues. I hope you've been paying attention. Here it is.
Ugh. Andrew and Mesa, what do you think that secret sound is?
I think it's a fork scraping on a china plate.
Oh!
A fork scraping on a china plate.
In my ear, that sounds
18th century.
So good.
18th century is being very specific.
Oh,
I like that.
Wow.
No, it is not a fork scraping on a china plate,
it's
Andrew.
Not, but I hear that.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I see where you're going.
Yeah, man. Well, all you can do now is just keep listening out for those clues. Listen out for the guesses. Okay, man. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, not bad.
Another guess.
Yeah. So, Easton requested that you buy him some Gillette razors. Because he's growing up super fast.
I can't.
And Cheyenne, you shared a story about how he's making his own meals now.
Yeah, he's basically living on his own. you know, he's going through the motions of life.
Attaboy.
His chest hairs are coming in nicely. he thinks it is. But no, on the serious note, like, he's doing a lot of things on his own. He's in a very independent moment in life.
Okay.
And I'm loving it for him. I think that it's great when kids want to be independent.
Sure.
And so that comes with making his own food.
Okay.
It's been an adventure. He went to make a ham cheese sandwich the other day, and I walk into the kitchen to check on him because it's clearly going to be a mess. And I'm like, he puts one small dollop of mustard on one slice of bread, and he like smooths it out. The problem is it's like the size of a silver dollar. Like, it's not big at all, right?
Okay.
And I'm like, hey, do you want more mustard on that? And he was like, no, it's fine. And I said, no, you need more mustard. That's literally going to be the driest sandwich known to man. So he says, okay. And I go to put mustard on it, put mustard on one side. I go to put mustard on the other side, but there's already a slice of ham on it. So I have to take the ham off. As I take the ham off, I notice that the ham is very wet.
Uh-huh.
And I look at it, and there's mayo all over the slice of ham. And I said, what is happening here? And he goes, I put the mayonnaise on the ham. He literally, instead of putting the mayo on the piece of bread,
yeah,
he put the ham in his
ham. It puts the mayo on the ham.
He put the slice of ham on his hand to hold it. To put the mayo on the ham.
Okay. What?
Now, wait a second. Maybe he's onto something. Maybe he's elevated the sandwich game.
He's not elevated anything other than my awareness of the fact that I did not teach him well enough. So then I had to reteach him how to make it. He goes, oh. I said, why did you do that? He goes, he honest to God looks at me and he goes, I don't know. Which was the most boy answer in the entire universe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just did.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, if you don't give him the blueprint, he's just going to figure out it as he goes, which I don't think he made that big of a mistake.
It wasn't even that it was a big mistake. It was just weird.
It's a strange,
like,
combo.
You could have made taken other liberties with making the sandwich. Instead, you put the ham in your hand.
Yeah.
And slather up that slice of ham.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was strange.
You know what? Easton, shout out to you, my friend, for being brave enough to construct your own sandwich. You fumbled a little bit.
A little bit.
But at the end of the day, you taught him well. You're a good mom for that.
He ate, so there's that.
He had some type of sustenance.
Yeah.
At least, like, he didn't put the mayo on the wrong side of the bread. Like, on the outside.
Oh, like, he's done that. That he's already done that.
No!
Yeah, on the butt of the bread. Yeah, he has, in fact, done that. We had to have a conversation about that as well.
Okay.
Yeah, he's pretty much taken all the liberties with making sandwiches. This one was just new. It was a new one.
Hopefully that this teachable moment will live forever, and he'll make a sandwich properly in the future.
It was weird,
but he's growing up. He's becoming bigger. He's doing things for himself, and I like that.
I do too.
That's the message here, people, because I need my son to start doing some stuff for himself.
What is he doing by himself?
Nothing.
Oh, gotcha.
It's all dad. Can you? Dad, can you? Dad, can you? Dad, can you?
Gotcha.
And I don't like those words put together in a sentence. I don't need dad. Can you?
It's a lot.
I need dad. I did. Dad. I did.
I love that. Until he does it. And you're like, that's not even the right way. Yeah. Then you're going to go, dang it.
So we're going to talk about, the kids that have started doing some things for themselves.
The phases of life that your kids are in.
I like that. 602-894-5653. Camel Nation, you can text us, call us, hit us up. Jennifer and Chandler, good morning.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So you heard about Cheyenne's son making big moves in life.
You know, maybe the next chef, maybe next Gordon Ramsay. I don't know.
He could be on Chopped or whatever that is.
He would love that. He actually really wants to be on Kids Baking Championship, so maybe.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. He's got big dreams.
So he had a little whoopsie daisies with the mayo.
A little bit.
But he learned his lesson. How's your kid doing things for themselves?
Well, first of all, I am very supportive of, even though he put the mayo on the ham, he's trying.
He's trying. At least he is trying, yes.
True.
So, my son is 12 years old, and he is obsessed with numbers, with math, but with finances.
Oh.
So, now, is he the best at it?
I mean, he's 12.
You're going to think this is bananas, that this is crazy, but like my 401k, like my bank account.
Like investments?
Like he's helping me with the numbers.
Wow.
He's obsessed with it. Like since birth, he has been into finance.
That's wild.
That's incredible.
You know, I look over what he's doing. I'm not just like, here, take my money.
Yeah, willy-nilly, here you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he like suggests like investments for you to make?
Yeah, he's like really good at this for being 12.
Can I borrow your kid?
Yeah. Is he for hire?
Wait till he gets better because I do end up fixing some of the...
Oh, okay.
But he's going to get there. I mean...
So he's not some like prodigy. He's just really into it.
Oh, he loves it.
Okay.
This is like a hobby for him.
Kids could be into way worse things.
I know. I'm not mad about the fact that your kid is obsessed with finances.
It was just my kid's birthday,
right?
And we gave him a gift card for Roblox, and it's like called Robux.
Yep.
Is their money, like their currency on the game. He went through $100 in Robux in 4 hours, which is 10,000 Robux.
Oh my God.
Clearly, Nico's 8-year-old is not into finances.
He's into spending money. I need the other type of kid, the one that's making the money.
Yeah, yeah, you can hire mine.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
that's
amazing. Sounds like a dream.
I've made my home, my nightclub, my bar, my watering hole.
Yeah?
I don't leave. As you saw it.
Yeah.
At my son's birthday party, we got a nice little shrubbery going.
You got a nice setup at your house, actually.
We got nice tunage.
Yeah. You wonder what I also love about your house is that it's got big windows into the backyard. So even when you're inside, you get a full view of the outside backyard and the party that's happening, which is really nice.
That is the plus. Yeah, I haven't gone out in so long.
I enjoy going out, but I have stipulations.
Okay.
What time are we going? What's the parking situation?
Yeah.
What are our plans? Like, I have to know what the plans are and what the parking looks like and who's driving, or I won't be going anywhere. There is no last-minute plans for me.
That's according to what's happening now in society. people are staying in. 72% of Americans are likely to favor hosting guests at home rather than going out.
I'm not mad about it.
Which I'm okay with. Hey,
yeah.
Hey guys, come on over, have some cocktails.
Okay. Yeah.
I changed it up.
You did, and I was not prepared for that. I was ready to sing along, and I could not.
You know about us and the Blocktails, we don't even, we go two houses over.
Yeah.
Like, that's the extent of my going
you
out.
You have a really great neighborhood and a really great set of friends to, like, be able to do that stuff with.
That's,
and I envy that.
It's my slice of life right
now. I know,
there.
And I love that.
I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything.
I don't really think that you are. I go out, and I get, like, anxious. Especially because I'm in this phase, like I'm back on my not drinking train for a little while, not for any specific reason, really. I don't really need it, so I just don't.
Okay.
So going out is very different for me now. But
yeah.
I don't know. I'd rather just hang out at home in this comfort of my own friends. I'm not gonna get into any fights. I'm not gonna get dirty looks from people. I'm not gonna feel uncomfortable.
Right.
For whatever reason, I just, you know. Sweats and a sweatshirt.
Nobody's going to have to eat a Cheyenne knuckle sandwich tonight.
Exactly.
Because she's staying home.
Exactly. I'm doing it for you guys.
See that? You're welcome. I will go out for a concert, maybe some live music, depending on who's playing.
Live music gets me every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as far as like, hey, you want to go meet out for a drink?
Is it happy hour at 5?
I don't know who you thought this 46-year-old gentleman was. But I am not.
I can do a happy hour at like 5 or 6. Anything after that, I need plans ahead of time. I need time to be able to take a nap.
Right. It's exhausting.
The last time I went out, I kid you not, I went out to the Stillery out by your house, actually, Nico, in Norterra, probably 4 or 5 weeks ago. And when I tell you, I didn't have a lick of makeup on. Nothing. My hair was like in some weird bun thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was in clothes I'd been in all day, and it was just kind of like, you want to go out? Okay.
You fit right in, though.
I guess. I don't know. I felt very old.
They get all jazzed up to go to the Stillery and do some country music
dancing. It was wild. So I didn't have plans.
That's where I'm at in life. The FOMO stopped at about 34.
I think once FOMO starts, though, it's kind of when you start really living.
Yeah.
Because then you're not worried about what everybody else is doing and you're more focused on what you're doing.
I'm not sweating it at all. And I think
that.
The Camel Nation probably can relate with this right here. 602-894-5653. Let us know how you feel about going out.
Yeah. Is that a thing that you're still doing, or do you enjoy the comfort of your couch?
Watch all the 20-something-year-olds are going to call me. You're so old and lame, dude. I used to be a foolhardy man.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Tell me all about it. Is this a
now,
story for another time?
I'm a fool-minded man.
What?
Because my brain don't work. I sneak on Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So we're talking about having FOMO, going out. What's your urgency? Me? None at all. I could care less.
I enjoy going out if I have a plan. If I don't have a plan, I don't want to go.
Yeah, you are to the T, though.
Yeah, I need... there's a picture.
Wait,
I
this
kid
was
you
not the itinerary.
You guys, there's a video of me from my birthday party. I did it big this year. I had a double birthday party with my best friend. She's got a video of me going, so what are we doing now? What's the plan? What's happening? What are we doing? Like, there is a video of me asking at the party what the plan is after the party.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
I'm a party pooper. It's me.
We got a text from Alex in Scottsdale said, I'm going to be the 50-year-old guy in the club. I'm single and have no plans of slowing down anytime soon.
Okay. Well...
I love that.
I think that if that's your vibe, then great for you.
As long as you acknowledge it and you know it. It's those guys that are like 50-year-old guys in the club.
Yeah.
And they're like, I still fit in, don't I?
Right.
Probably not so much.
It's not
but
you.
Probably
you're not the guy.
Not, no.
We got a text from the 602. You guys need to get out of the house. It's so good for you. Honestly, though, here's the thing. Is by looking at the text screen, everybody wants people to get out of the house.
Yeah.
People want to get out of the house. The problem is that we don't want to.
I get out of the house. I just don't go very far.
You go to Safeway to talk to the...
Yeah, that's right. That's my nightclub.
To the deli counter guy.
Club Safeway.
I mean, if the party's at someone else's house, I'm getting out of the house.
There you go.
It's a good point.
Come ladies' night every Tuesday night at Safeway. Safeway, Safeway.
In the deli department.
Dollar drinks at the deli.
DJ Steve.
DJ Steve. Steve's not there anymore. Oh, he's so there. Sad.
He's just hiding. He's there.
You could slice up a rug while he's slicing some ham. At Safeway. Safeway.
That's the kind of parties we go to now.
All right. That's it. Sorry about that. Alain Jasson. That's the French version.
Of what?
His name, Alain Jasson.
Oh.
Can you imagine French people like, listen, I was just listening to this country music, Alain Jasson.
I'd be like, I'm sorry.
You know that's how they say it. That's definitely how they say it. How else do we, hey, if you're French right now, call us up, 602-894-5653.
We would love to hear you say Alain Jasson.
How do you say Alain Jasson? It's Nico and Cheyenne. It's time to say adios, amigos.
We love you so much. Bye.
But before we go, we got to remind you to listen to us on the Odyssey app, please. Thank you. You already downloaded it because you were tired of paying subscription fees for streaming music. Who pays for streaming music? In the late 90s, we even told ourselves, you know what? We're not even going to buy music anymore. We're going to download it. So why are we so like willy-nilly about paying for streaming services now? We're like, I can't live without my streaming service.
That's a great question.
Stream us for free.
On the Odyssey app.
Like the French people. On Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y is how you spell it. Just jump on the app store. Download it. It's free, guys. Come on now.
And then you don't miss anything. You don't miss Secret Sound. You don't miss clues that are given at 5 o'clock with Matt Gaven on every day.
That's right.
It doesn't matter where you are. All right. You're going to get what you need.
And also follow us on Instagram.
At Nico and Cheyenne.
At Nico and Cheyenne.
Wee wee.
Follow us. Okay. Get your tickets to see this guy with another opportunity tomorrow morning at 7:30 with the Secret Sound. Please get the Secret Sound correct. It's a very annoying sound this time.
It's not great.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. Later.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.